Snook and Sudan.
Snook and Sudan.
I've been through both those little towns.
Well, you know, I have too.
Man.
Not on the same trip, but.
No, yeah. No, that'd be a heck of a trip right there. You're going to be behind the wheel for a while if you go from Snook to Sudan.
That's right.
If you don't know, Sudan's in the panhandle.
Yeah.
And not really near anything, if memory serves me correctly.
Yeah, you're right.
But I think I've had a meal in Sudan.
Ah. It's been a. Was it? Did you get some grit in your teeth?
No. That's only when I go through Lubbock. So you get grit in your teeth in Lubbock, and you get that lovely aroma when you go through Hereford. So that's right. There's so many.
Smells like a Hereford.
So many wonderful things you encounter in West Texas. So, and I like West Texas.
Oh, I do too.
I think there are parts of West Texas that are just absolutely beautiful.
Spent a good portion of my life out there.
Yeah, right. Yeah. College. What the best 4, 5, 6 years of your life?
So. Keep going.
Yeah. All right. So there was a ton of stuff in the news, and we're not going to talk about it all right now, but we brought you the story last week, I believe, about the lady in Tyler that has been arrested because they were looking for her at first, and now she's been arrested for performing illegal work or practicing medicine without a license because she's been performing augmentations on women by injecting things. They think it may be things like super glue into their bodies for augmentation. Look, just when did we leave the atmosphere of if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is? Oh, $800 for a lift? I'd be crazy not to.
Yeah.
I mean, really?
But
then again, I'm guessing we're probably not talking about the sharpest people in the world that are buying into this, literally. And now they're paying for it. And because they had the one lady that they said in the news report was admitted for lung problems. Look, there's no telling what kind of problems you're going to have if she's injecting people with, you know, what was the list in there?
There was super glue and silicone and...
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, like silicone caulk.
Yeah, exactly. Like putty and stuff like that. So, that's not the kind of silicone we're talking about when we're talking about enhancements, okay?
Mm-mm. Super glue.
Yeah.
Yikes. Wow. She can hang from a beam without a hard hat.
Ooh, that even hurts me to think about it.
Mason. Perfect situation. We're going to have a good time. And whether you drove down the street just to get here, took a train, a plane, a bus, you're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good, good morning. A good, good morning meeting.
We're here asking people what they love about Subway restaurants.
Just one? That's tough.
There are so many things.
I love the sweet onion chicken teriyaki.
It's all the great low-fat sandwiches.
Can't beat 7 meals under 450 calories. The toughest decision is which one I'm having today.
Was that really Jared?
I'm inspired by Jared all these years, and he still keeps the weight off.
I love the way I feel about eating at Subway restaurants.
Ham! I love the Black Forest ham.
It's about making great choices.
Subway restaurants is a choice I can feel good about.
I love how easy Subway restaurants makes it to eat better.
450 calorie or less meals really helps me stay on track with my goals.
Fat content refers to regular 6-inch subs on white or wheat bread prepared according to standard recipe without cheese or condiments that contain fat. Visit Subway.com for full nutritional information for a limited time at participating locations only. No substitutions, excludes premium subs. Subway, eat fresh.
Join the Junior League of Bryan College Station for its annual Bargain Blitz Sale. The 2012 Blitz takes place Saturday, March 3rd at the Brazos Center, with a preview sale opening the night before on Friday, March 2nd. Bargain Blitz features new and gently used items, including clothes, books, furniture, decorations, appliances, and much more. Items donated by Junior League members, area businesses, and members of the community. Shop first pick on Friday, March 2nd at 6 p.m. or come early Saturday morning starting at 8:30 a.m. Call 774-4759 or visit jlbcs.org.
Years of practice, dedication in and out of the classroom, stamina, persistence, sacrifice. It all leads to this moment. The road to the championship continues. Don't miss the 2012 NCAA Division I Women's Basketball first and second rounds March 17th and 19th. Hosted by Texas A&M University College Station at Reed Arena. For information, visit ncaa.com/tickets.
619 News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Uh-huh. Happy March.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Hey, it's March.
It is March.
You know, and man, I know we've got a ton of birthdays to get to.
Sure.
But just to give you an idea, because we always like to tell you what type or what we recognize during the month.
Yes.
So March is Music in Our Schools Month.
Oh, now there's something that every month should be, but go ahead.
It's Caffeine Awareness Month. See, I'm aware of caffeine every day, not just one month.
I'm aware of it right now.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I just finished being aware of some caffeine. It's Sing With Your Child Month.
Oh, see, now that's something you should do all the time.
National Craft. That's Craft with a C, not Craft with a K, a message from our attorneys.
Craft?
Craft.
Oh, go. Like, make an ashtray.
Like arts and. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
uh-huh.
Employee Spirit, National Noodle, Peanut, Sauce, Caffeine Awareness, we mentioned that. Eye Donor, Celery, Flour, that's F-L-O-U-R, Frozen Food, Nutrition, On Hold, Umbrella, Red Cross, Optimism, Women's History, Youth Art, and my personal favorite, because it's March, Irish American Heritage Month, because after all, St. Patty's Day is now just about 2.5 weeks
away. Isn't that something?
Yeah, that's not a bad little break there. So.
Now, wait a second. You mentioned about, 15 things there?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Including, I think you said National Noodle Month,
yes.
I believe.
Yes. And I don't know if that's use your noodle or if that's eat a noodle or if that's use a noodle in the pool.
And National Flour Month.
Flour.
Yeah.
Celery Month. I learned something about celery. If you take that bottom half, you can stick it underground.
What I noticed is ranked about 13th on that list was Women's History Month.
Hey, it was in alphabetical order.
Oh, okay, I see.
It wasn't in order of importance.
Okay.
Before I have an effigy hanging in the parking lot or something like that. So, this also begins National Cheerleading Week. Why it would begin on a Thursday is beyond me, but we got that going on. It's planned a solo vacation day. Really?
Oh.
It's World Compliment Day. Well,
you're looking pretty good today.
I was going to say, you're getting better looking all the time there, Tom. It's National.
Oh, God. Glad that only lasts a day.
Yeah, really. Mm-hmm. It's National Pig Day.
Oh, so Compliment Day and Pig Day.
So go ahead and kiss a pig.
I already had some bacon this morning.
And,
Compliment Day and Pig Day. Boy, your pig looks nice this morning.
That's right. You got a beautiful pig. I'm going to tell you that right now.
There you go.
And then finally, it's today's Peanut Butter Lovers Day.
Mm.
So go out and have some peanut butter and bacon.
Hooray.
Why not?
How are we going to do anything else today?
I don't know.
For the whole month,
we got a lot of celebrating to do. So.
and
a lot of birthdays.
And birthdays
broke out in them.
Yeah. Robert Clary, he was the little short guy in Hogan's Heroes, if you remember him. He's 86 years old today. Harry Belafonte, who was just in town a couple of weeks ago, is 85 years old today. Robert Conrad, remember him? From,
I do.
Yeah.
Well,
knocked this battery off my shoulder. And
well, it's funny because the prep service, again, it's probably someone that's, some high school intern. The prep service says, actor Robert Conrad, and in parentheses next to it, it says, Ba-Ba Black Sheep TV show. I believe it was Black Sheep Squadron.
Yeah. Is that what it says? Ba-Ba Black Sheep?
Ba-Ba Black Sheep. Have you any wool, Robert Conrad? Not Black Sheep Squadron, but Ba-Ba Black Sheep. Very nicely done.
I'm not sure they ever said Ba-Ba Black Sheep.
Yeah, I don't think that was the connotation of Black Sheep on Black Sheep Squadron. So, but
that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It makes me laugh. He was also in the Wild Wild West, too, all the way. Roger Daltrey.
He's 77, by the way. I don't think we ever said that.
There you go, 77. Roger Daltrey, the singer, turns 68 years old today.
From The Who, and he is the only one on my list anyway. That was literally, because he's 68 today, he was only a day away from being a leap year baby.
There you go.
So there you are.
How about that? Dirk Benedict was the actor in Battlestar Galactica and the A-Team.
Yeah, that was Face on the original A-Team.
There you go. 67 years old. Alan Thicke, he was Jason Seaver from Growing Pains.
He's made a living out of talking through his nose.
Yeah, there you go. He's 65. Okay, this will make you feel old.
Yeah.
Opie is 58 years old today, Ron Howard.
But you know what? I mean, yeah, it does make you feel old because you go back and you watch those old Andy Griffith shows, and cute little boy.
Mm-hmm.
But this man has accomplished a lot in 58 years.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is a guy who he came from kind of a pedigreed Hollywood family. Rance Howard was his dad. He's got a brother that's ugly as sin on Sunday morning, but yet he still gives him work. And he has directed a lot of good movies. And then, by the way, he was successful in not one but two television shows as well, because he was, also Happy Days.
So, right.
He's done a lot.
Right. I saw him when he was 7 years old on Broadway.
Really?
Yeah. In 1960, I saw him on Broadway. He was in 76 trombone, music man.
Music man.
Yeah, there you go.
And Tom said, I can do better than Cole.
Yeah. He was like 7 or 8. Anyway, he's 50 years old. Booker T turns 47 years old today. Actor Javier Bardem, member of No Country for Old Men, is 43 years
Call
old.
It. The coin flip.
Oh, yeah.
One of the most intense scenes in all of cinema.
Yeah, that's
Call it
true.
Friendo.
Actress Catherine Bach, Dukes of Hazzard.
Daisy!
Okay, just get that image out of your mind. Yeah, there you go. 58 years old.
What an impression she made on a four-year-old boy watching Dukes of Hazzard.
Wow.
Oh, wow, yeah. Tim Daly, the actor, is 56. He was in that TV show called Wings, and then he did a few other things. Mark Paul Gosselaar. From Saved by the Bell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
Zach.
Now.
Zach Morris.
Zach yeah,
Morris.
Zach. Now he's
not dead.
No. Now he's NYPD Blue, by the way. He's 38 years old. Donovan Patton from Blue's Clues turns 35 years old. And it's
That's Joe.
Is that Joe?
Not to be confused with Steve.
No, I wouldn't do that. And finally, Justin Bieber.
Oh, yes.
Turns a ripe old 18 years old today.
I'd say maybe we'll quit hearing about him, but I don't think that's going to happen.
No, because now he's legal.
Yeah, that's right. that's all I got.
And I'd say he has to register for the draft, but he's Canadian. So.
Oh, shoot.
A couple that you missed. Kesha is 25, talking about people for our time. Kesha, the world-class singer. That's dollar sign, huh.
Kesha?
But, Kesha.
Sarcasm noted.
Yes,
not
thank
familiar
you.
With Kesha.
And, you're missing a ton, my friend.
Oh.
And then yeah. George Eads, who plays Nick Stokes on CSI.
Yeah,
and
I know
his
him.
Now, he actually went to, it's either Rice or UT, because he's from Houston, I believe.
Uh-huh.
But his character on the show references going to Texas A&M. So,
whoop.
Not George Eads, but Nick Stokes. He's 45 today. And that's a bunch of birthdays at 626.